Okay. On everybody's left, we have quarterback Taquan Marshall. On everybody's right, we have defensive back Lawrence Austin. We'll open it right up for questions for these guys.
Taquan, coach talked about maybe having some of the effects of the first game wear down on the offensive lineman, maybe yourself. What did you see?
I felt we started off slower than we'd like to. I feel like we should have came out a little bit faster and maybe the tempo of the game would have changed on our half, but came out a little slow, but we picked it up and then we got things rolling.
Lawrence, what did you see on the interception?
I thought sprint out. So when we see sprint out, we just run number one. D-line got great pressure, so it made it easy for me. He just threw it right to me.
Do you feel like that changed, the mood of the team?
Oh, yeah, I think it got momentum going. We took a shot right after that. Taquan made a good throw. Rajun made a great catch. So I think we got momentum going into the half, which is what we need.
Why don't you talk during the week about being able to force that turnover, I guess? Now they got the one
hit
of the half,
and
came out the
second
half, got three. How big
were
those turnovers?
Well, turnovers always big, so when we get the ball in the offense's hand, it's always great for our offense. They eat up clock and score, so turnovers always big. That's one thing we couldn't get accomplished in the first game that we got better with in the second game.
Well, it seemed like you were close to two of the plays, obviously, but the fumble where no one jumped on the ball, and then you had the tip that your brother almost picked off. Did you say anything to him the half after not getting the ball?
Oh, yeah. I tried to give him some candy. I mean, he didn't want to eat it. Then he came back and tackled me on the interception for talking to him. So it's all great. We got more turnovers this game, so it was great for the whole defense.
We didn't get to see a lot of passing from you in the first game. How did it feel being in the pocket this game as well as trying to target where you're catching what you didn't
take? I felt great. After the first game, I kind of wanted to sit in the pocket more and show my arm ability. So Ricky and all the other guys, they made great plays. The line blocked for me, so I had a lot of time to, you know, get the ball out of my hands.
Quan, a couple questions about what they were able to do on third down defensively against you guys in the first half. I think you were 1-5. What were they doing to take away your effectiveness in the run?
They were flying to the ball defensively. I think they kind of had our number in the first half. I'm on third down, and they're just being really disruptive. And all the guys on defense, they were really flying to the ball. So,
Taquan, we know what you can do with your legs as far as moving around on your feet. But can you kind of talk about your confidence level when it comes to throwing the ball, and you know how that brings a balance to the run game as well?
Oh, yeah. It's always good when we can run the ball and then come and throw some play action. I'm very confident in my arm, especially when you have guys like Brad Stewart, Ricky June, J.J. Green. You got Clint, Quay. Even the B-backs can catch. So I have a confidence in them that they're going to make a play when I put the ball in there, and that's what happened today.
Colin, you had a much different game than Tennessee where they were kind of giving you guys the middle a lot, and then here they were really, blitzing some of the linebackers. So it's almost a positive for you to kind of see another aspect of what defenses can try to do to take away.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was great to get a different look this game, you know, because like you said, Monday Tennessee was giving us a lot of things up the middle. So we were able to run the ball up the middle and sometimes get it on the outside. But today Jacksonville State's defense did a great job of trying to mix looks up for us.
Taquan, the touchdown he threw to JJ in the back of the end zone, you were thrown across your body, and I'm sure you saw you had pressure coming at you. How did that play unfold from your perspective?
I kind of saw that Ricky was being covered over the top, so I tried to peep the A-back on the backside, and JJ was wide open. I kind of led him a little bit towards the safety, but he made a play for me.
Did you feel the pressure coming? I mean, you took it pretty good.
Yeah, I saw the pressure coming. I just tried to make a pretty accurate throw so he could make a play.
This is for both of you guys. What was said in the locker room at halftime? You're up 10-7. It's a close game. What did you guys talk about in the locker room?
You want to go first?
Lawrence, you want to go first?
We talked about just getting momentum. We didn't play well second half defensively Monday. So we talked about finishing as well. So we came out and talked about getting turnovers as well, which we got done. So that was one thing we talked about on the defensive side.
We just wanted to come out and finish strong. You know, on Monday we didn't finish as well as we wanted to. So on the offensive side, we said we needed to come out and the defense needed to get a turnover, which they did. And we need to come out and finish strong and get some points on the board so we can get the momentum back on our side.
Well, the defense put a lot of pressure on, especially up front. How much did that help you guys out?
Man, that's always great. I know a couple freshmen got their first sacks of their career, so I was super proud of those guys. But even the older guys got a lot of pressure, and that makes our job easier. So we like to put pressure on them, say, man, we're going to hold them, and y'all get the pressure. So it goes both ways, but I'm super proud of the defensive line and the linebackers for getting pressure today.
Was there any type of scheme change in the second half to bring more pressure, or did they just start kind of imposing their will?
We kind of did similar things from the first half, but we just effort. And we talked about finishing, and we know how we felt last week in the second half, so nobody wanted to feel the same way. So those guys just started to take over and get that dog inside them and that fire. So super proud of D-line did.
Couple more for Taquan Lawrence.
Their quarterback and Rock back there, and he puts the ball in his belly and either keeps it or takes it out. How hard was that to keep your eyes in the right place?
If you do your assignment, somebody's supposed to have the running back, somebody's supposed to have the quarterback. So if you do your assignment, it all falls in place. But they had a great running back in Rock Thomas and a great quarterback, and those guys are pretty hard to tackle.
Anything else?
The three turnovers, Lawrence's interception, then blowing my step, and then the fumble recovery, giving you a short field in a game that at that point was pretty tight. How much of a lift did that give you?
Oh, it's always great when the defense gets a turnover and you're on your own side of the 50. I mean, you don't have to really drive down the field that far. You have more variety of plays you can run when you're that close. You can switch it up. So it was great when they got a turnover. We were very excited. Glad the defense could, you know, get us back on the field so we could put some points on the board and, you know, secure them more.
Last one right back here.
JJ doesn't get an opportunity to get like a ton of carries. Can you talk about his touchdown and just what kind of spark that provided the team with at that point?
I mean, it was another play, I guess. He ran a good route. I threw him the ball. He made a play. I mean, it sparks everybody when you can put more points on the board. It doesn't matter who scores. It can be the B-back, and when he walks in the end zone or runs in the end zone, like when Jerry had his long run, everybody gets excited because you're putting more points on the board, especially you got another young guy getting an opportunity to have his first career touchdown in college. Everybody gets excited. It puts more momentum on us. The defense gets more hype. They go out and get a stop and make a big play. Everybody's jumping around on the sidelines. We get things going more.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Take what?